Welcome back to the Ancestral Findings podcast. In this episode, we journeyed to Madison, the esteemed capital of Wisconsin. With a rich history dating back to the early 1800s, Madison has played a pivotal role in shaping the cultural landscape of the state. Let's delve into what makes this city truly unique and cherished. Madison stands as both the capital of Wisconsin and the county seat of Dane County, boasting a population of approximately 260,000 residents. As the second most populous city in Wisconsin, trailing only Milwaukee, Madison holds the distinction of being the 81st most populous city in the United States. Anchoring the Madison metropolitan area, which encompasses Dane County along with Iowa, Columbia, and Greene counties, this vibrant hub is home to around 655,000 individuals. Beyond its demographic significance, Madison serves as a vital economic nucleus within Wisconsin. A thriving technological sector is complemented by the presence of major corporations such as American Family Insurance, Epic Systems, Exact Sciences, American Girl, Promega, Sub-Zero, and Land's End. Moreover, the University Research Park fosters a fertile environment for burgeoning biotech startups. Notably, in a 2018 survey, Madison ranked 14th among the top 15 cities worldwide for securing venture capital for startup ventures. The roots of Madison's history extend deep into the past, initially inhabited by Native American communities. The Winnebago, also known as the Ho-Chunk people, called this region home and referred to it as Taikapara, meaning Land of the Four Lakes. A nod to the majestic lakes of Mendota, Monona, Wabasa, and Kagansa. Evidence of ancient Native American presence is evident in the form of effigy mounds, constructed over a millennium ago for burial and ceremonial purposes, dotting the landscape surrounding the lakes. The European narrative of Madison commenced in 1829, when Duane Doty, a former federal judge, acquired over 1,000 acres of marshland and forest between Lake Mendota and Lake Monona. With the intention of establishing a city, Doughty's purchase, totaling 1,261 acres, came at a mere $1,500. The creation of the Wisconsin Territory in 1836 prompted the need for a territorial capital, a decision that would ultimately shape Madison's destiny. Duane Doughty wielded considerable influence in lobbying for Madison's selection as the territorial capital, leveraging strategic incentives to sway legislators. Despite existing solely on paper at the time of its designation, Madison's prime location between burgeoning cities to the east and west, coupled with Doughty's persuasive tactics, secured its status as the territorial capital. The city's nomenclature pays homage to the recently deceased 4th U.S. President, James Madison, with its streets named after the signatories of the U.S. Constitution. The cornerstone of Madison's Capitol building was laid in 1837, with the legislature convening within its walls a year later. By 1846, Madison attained official incorporation as a village, boasting a population of 626 inhabitants. Subsequent milestones, including Wisconsin's attainment of statehood in 1848 and the establishment of the University of Wisconsin, now the University of Wisconsin-Madison, in 1849, solidified Madison's prominence. The advent of the Milwaukee and Mississippi Railroad in 1856 heralded further growth, culminating in Madison's designation as a city with a population of approximately 6,863 residents. While Madison's initial Capitol building succumbed to fire in 1904, the current iconic structure emerged between 1906 and 1917, standing as a testament to the city's resilience and endurance. Notably, Madison's significance transcended civil governance during the Civil War, serving as the headquarters of the Union Army in Wisconsin. Camp Randall, a pivotal training ground for Union soldiers, evolved into the esteemed site of Camp Randall Stadium in 1917, symbolizing the city's multifaceted legacy. Today, Madison thrives as a beacon of progress and innovation, honoring its storied past while embracing the promise of tomorrow. From its Native American roots to its status as a vibrant economic and cultural hub, Madison continues to captivate and inspire. Now, For genealogists and family historians tracing their roots in Wisconsin, several resources offer avenues for exploration. The Wisconsin Historical Society stands as a primary destination, providing access to vital records, census data, newspapers, and manuscript collections through its website. Additionally, the Wisconsin Genealogy Index offers an online database for searching birth, marriage, death, and naturalization records from various counties in the state. Online platforms like FamilySearch and Ancestry.com host extensive collections of historical records, including census data, vital records, military records, and immigration records specific to Wisconsin. Beyond online resources, local libraries, archives, county courthouses, and Register of Deeds offices hold valuable records such as land records, probate records, and official documents related to genealogical research. Exploring historical societies, museums, and engaging with online forums and genealogy groups dedicated to Wisconsin genealogy can also provide insights and connections to fellow researchers, enriching the journey of uncovering familial history in the Badger State. For those interested in genealogy and family history research in Wisconsin, there are several books available that provide valuable insights and information. Here are a few recommended titles that can be found on Amazon. Handy Wisconsin Genealogy, Handbook, All You Need to Find Genealogy Resources for Wisconsin Fast, by Gary L. Morris. This handbook is a quick reference for anyone researching genealogy in Wisconsin, providing fast access to important resources. Wisconsin Civil War History and Genealogy, The Ultimate Collection, 22 books on DVD, by Ancestry Found. This collection is invaluable for anyone researching ancestors who may have participated in the Civil War from Wisconsin. Hidden History of the Wisconsin Dells Area, by an author with extensive knowledge of local genealogy and history. This book offers a deeper look into the genealogy and local history of the Wisconsin Dells Area, ideal for those with familial ties to the region. History of Door County, Wisconsin, together with biographies of nearly 700 families. This book includes biographies and information on numerous families from Door County, providing a rich source for genealogical research. Madison, Wisconsin Historic Book Collection, 7 Books Exploring Madison. A collection of books offering a detailed look at Madison's history, which can be particularly useful for those whose ancestors lived in or around the city. These resources will serve as a great starting point for anyone looking to explore their Wisconsin roots. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Ancestral Findings podcast. For additional resources, visit ancestralfindings.com. You can download a free ebook, request a free genealogy lookup, and even participate in our weekly historical postcard giveaway. If you want to support us in more ways, consider supporting us on Patreon or PayPal. Every contribution helps to keep the lights on. From all of us at Ancestral Findings, thank you for being an integral part of our family history community since 1995. I hope you have a wonderful day, and as always, happy searching.